We are going to end the story of Maria radiallahu anha, the 11th wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First thing is to answer the question, was she married before the Prophet or not? The thing is about Maria is that the situation is different. First of all, we said she came from Egypt. She's the only wife out of all 12 wives who's originally from Egypt. And she served at the king's palace. And we do not have any really records about what happened before she came to Medina. All we know is that Muqawqas, the king of Egypt, gave her to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, included as a gift with other stuff. So we do not really know. It's not recorded that she was married or not. And there is one opinion that I try to stay away from. Some scholars say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not really get married to her. She was more like a jariya. But that will start another topic, which is وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ and all this kind of that things a little bit complicated, and I don't see any much of you know a benefit in explaining that. So we do not know if she was married or not before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But again, we know that she was the only wife after Khadija who gave birth to one child. We said Ibrahim, and Ibrahim died at the age of two. We said it was a big difficult test for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to lose his beloved child. By the way, 8 months after that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. 8 months after Ibrahim passed away, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. At this point, of course, you can imagine how will Maria feel at that point. She lost her kid, Ibrahim, and she was hoping that he will be like Ismail, since her story, we said, was very similar to Hajar's story, but Ibrahim did not live long. So losing her child, and then 8 months after that, losing her husband. Imagine how difficult that must have been for her. And subhanAllah, Maria was the first wife of the Prophet ﷺ to pass away after him. After the Prophet passed away, 6 months, Maria radiallahu anha passed away, and she was buried in Al-Baqiyah. And subhanAllah, only a few days before her, Fatima passed away. SubhanAllah, none will be left from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam almost. That Fatima passed away 6 months, and Maria around 6 months, a little bit later than Fatima. And that completes the story of Maria radiallahu anha, the 11th wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, the main reason why we say the story is we want to love those people. And you probably have noticed that sometimes I repeat the same thing over and over again. And the reason why I repeat it is, today we finish the story of Maria. When will be the last time you hear about her? Maybe never. Maybe we never talk about her ever again. So at least if I repeat it a few times, it might, you know, a few things might get stuck in our brain. So when we see them on the Day of Judgment, at least we know that this was Maria, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was Khadija, and this was Aisha. And we know a little bit about them. So maybe we ask Allah to be with them in Jannah, inshallah.